Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it's time for Chips with Everything, which is the British music show. We play British pop music from as many decades as we can fit into 1 hour. And I'm the host, Quentin, and my friend over there, Dave, is my sidekick. Oh, it's Squire.
Yeah, just kicking it over here on your side, man.
Yeah. So it's Thanksgiving and stuff. So we'll be
helping you waddle your way through the next hour of excellent music. This crispy fall. No, this sort of warmy crispy fall. Fall
it's
day.
Crunchy out there, actually.
It is.
Pretty crunchy. But it's a good day to, look forward to a holiday tomorrow.
Exactly.
Catch my drift?
I do, yeah. My lower end is definitely working harder.
Oh, I think so.
The blood is just a pumping through. It's awesome.
And we're going to be seeking validations from our ancestors by talking about cooking turkeys and things, even though I had a veggie burger for lunch.
Yeah. And what did the veggie burger have for lunch, I wonder?
Oh?
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah.
Best party ever.
We'll be right back. naked.
You know, people, this dancing is a privilege, and it'll be taken away if it's abused.
That was Ebony Bones with a track called Music, actually a remix of that. A new album is out now, and it's called Bones of My Bones.
You might as well just call it Falling in Love Again, because that's what I do.
Every time you hear it?
Yeah. Hey, Ebony, just in case you're listening to us here at 101.9, I think
she podcasts.
Falling in Love Again. With Ebony Bones.
You know, she showed up in, you know, Life and Style, which is the, you know, the supermarket tabloidy gossip mag.
Good.
She was in there in the worst dressed of the week section.
Perfect.
So I guess she's entering the, she's in there, you know, with Rachel McAdams.
Right,
and,
that level.
You know, one of the judges from some TV reality show like America's
Idol, the big one. One of the
Atlanta's
big ones.
Atlanta's best real housewife or something.
Right, yeah. Oh, I thought you said
because, of course, her clothes are over the top.
Right.
But also the music is over the top.
That was great. That was that one line she had in that song. It just killed me. Why don't you take off your socks when you give it to me? That's brilliant.
Why would that make a difference? If you're a woman, call in and let us know.
Yeah.
604-822-2487.
We're also accepting chits and coupons. Everybody who bet against us on Barack Obama becoming the Nobel Peace Prize winner.
We called it, eh?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Last 2 weeks ago, we predicted it. We're glad to say.
And our predictions for next year's Pulitzer Prize are going to be coming up shortly.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chips with Everything. It's the British pop music show on CITR 101.9 out of Vancouver.
That last song, though, it really did make me just want to... I could just smell... It would be a great, you know, you've been dancing your ass off for 3 hours. And then they put that on, and you just get to kind of move a little bit, and every once in a while jump up and down and you shout, you know?
Yeah.
Salt, yeah. You know, sort of your salt replacement period. That's what that song does for you.
I think you're right. I know. I hope she comes and plays in town soon.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to make a warning. You know, some of the genres of music that we play on this show, they are... you know, some of the iconographic signifiers of these genres are things like, you know, scatological humor.
Right.
A little bit of profanity.
Yeah.
So not necessarily coming up immediately, but I am going to be playing some of that later on. That's my warning.
every night. So you all know. Thinks she's got everything, but she ain't got nothing. Well, she was real plain, had no brain, and had no dough. But now she can roll in it and watch her boobs grow. All the boys will pay. She won't end up alone. All the boys stand still. Hello. If it's for kill, they probably will. There's a brand new world that's going round, turning the boys upside down. Oh dear. She's an only child that's been away, and now she's back. And no
going to be shitty weather this week, man. That's all I have to say.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's on the...
Well, essentially...
What does the government of Canada say about it?
The government of Canada would say, get out there and enjoy the last day of your long weekend, if that's the thing, that's the way your clock turns, because tomorrow's going to be great. A high of 12 and pure sun. Tonight is going to get as cold as +2. If you're in Abbotsford, it's going to be below zero. That's right. -1 in Abbotsford tonight, kids.
-1 in Abbotsford?
That's right. That's where it's going to go.
What about the deer?
Well, the buck and the doe, I'm sure they'll find their way through the meadow just fine.
And will the squirrels be okay?
Yeah, well, because of course they've got all the walnuts and hazelnuts that you can gather out in the valley stashed away for the, you know.
Like stripping everybody's crop?
Yeah, of course. They're essentially the ants of the ant and the grasshopper story, right? They're the woodland ant.
Ants with tails, yeah, they call
right.
them.
That's right, yeah. Extra large ants with tails. XL ants with tails.
What else is about the weather?
Let's see. Then it gets crap, basically. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to rain Tuesday through Thursday with highs of 10, 15, and 16 all the way through. Friday, Saturday, chance of rain. And, seasonal temperatures, highs and lows.
So what we heard prior to the weather forecast was, Stylo Rock by Pulp, which is, you know, an old song from the early 90s sometime.
But it sounded great. I loved it.
I know. Pulp are really good.
Yeah.
I'm back on a Pulp tip.
Good.
I'm rocking the Pulp. After that, Dolly Rockers with Gold Digger, a single from this year.
I just want...
I look over at you, all I can do is laugh, and I see the look in your eyes at the mention of the Dolly Rockers.
I just want to be an MC in heaven, where they're the house band.
I really like their fashion accessory, which they always wear enormous headphones, all three of them.
You know, they're... Or even better than being the house band in heaven, if I was going to be going down on the Titanic, I'd love them to be the band that just played on and on.
You think so?
Oh, good times.
They've only got like two songs, Gold Digger and Je Suis Un Dolly.
Well, keep playing them.
Yeah, over and over.
Yeah, it's
as
fine.
As the ship goes down.
Of course.
But wouldn't you rather just be in like a lifeboat with them? That's a more traditional fantasy.
And we're lucky enough to have all the champagne and shrimp cocktail or whatever. Shrimp cocktail, Jesus. Bacon, of course. All the bacon supplies and champagne end up in one of these modern all-enclosed... Oh, God. So, what else is going on? Do you have any new gigs that are coming up and coming in the world? I know that in terms of this beautiful place at 101.9 FM tonight, right after us, we've got Queer FM, of course, with Heather, and that's from 6 to 8, and then Rhythms India will take us from 8 till 10. Mondo Trasho, God bless him. Maxwell, my personal favorite DJ, because he plays disco, second best music in the world, followed by 10 o'clock, 2 hours later, with Transcendence, that is, with DJ Smiley Mac. And midnight, it goes on and on. So
yeah, just keeps going. Good times all around the corner.
Yeah, and I've got to say that there's nothing quite like a Sunday indoors when it's beautiful and sunny, you know, listening to the music, really getting into the grouting with a toothbrush and having a beer.
That's right.
We are now going to practice our...
That sounds too quiet to play on the radio.
Oh. That sound exciting to you?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Let's just keep rocking this one. Gigs around town, ye ask?
I did, yeah, if
ye
there are
ask,
any.
I answer.
You know.
Okay, 30th of October will be a good one.
Yeah, that's the Beachcombers.
It's the...
It's at the Biltmore, right?
Broadcast. You're talking about the one at the Biltmore.
Yeah, I know it has the letter B in it. That's right.
And there's a couple of bands playing with them. I think Focus Group and the Salmonaires.
What's
the... They're a Yankee band.
Oh, which one? The Salmonaires?
Yeah. They're not bad. Yeah? If the singer would stop singing, then they'd be a really excellent instrumental group.
Oh, okay. Well, but what about the main attraction, though? The
Broadcast? Yeah, they're a great band. I'm going to play them later on in the show.
Okay, so
yeah, stay tuned, folks, for something new from Broadcast and
Good.
Let's see. Tuesday night, Shindig.
Yeah, and, always a good time at the old Railway Club.
I have to tell you, folks, Dave is sitting here. His leg is in a cast. He's on crutches. He's basically been in pain for 12 days now?
12 days, yeah, as a result of shindig.
Yeah, because of too good a time at shindig.
Yeah, so we want to give you a warning. You know, if you go to shindig, just watch out. Careful of your ankles.
There's two people, including one performer, on crutches with their leg in a cast. And by the end of the evening, there was an audience member joined them, and it was Dave.
It was ridiculous, yeah.
Good times. This Tuesday, it's the Kidnap Kids.
Oh, good.
Move On Citizen and a Receptionist. Eight paltry dollars to get in. And, of course, that's the Railway Club on Dunsmuir and what?
Seymour Richards?
Homer.
No, Seymour Richards. Yeah, that's right. Homer, somewhere between Canby and May. No.
If you don't know where it is, 822-2487 will give you directions.
Yep.
Or check it out on Google Street View.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Have you been on the street?
Me, of course.
Yeah. And, I mean...
I engage.
It's obvious, but don't you want to check out the downtown east side and Shaughnessy?
Yeah. Shaughnessy? No.
Why not,
I've seen Shaughnessy by bike. It's fine.
But you could super...
It's not that exciting.
As an easy art installation, you could superimpose the people from the downtown east side onto the streets of Shaughnessy. And vice versa.
Well, I posted on Facebook a link to you outside of your house. So everybody's seen it except you because you haven't checked, have you?
Good, good, good. Nice. Yeah, man.
Can I actually see inside your kitchen window?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I can see what's on there.
I'm going to have to
take... like a packet of cigarettes sitting on the windowsill. But could that be your house?
Could be. Yeah, I don't smoke myself, but it could be. I think I'm going to have to take that off, man. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Take it off. Take it off the internet. Take it out of the world.
Yes, I'm going to remove it from the world.
Why don't you just sue Google?
No, man. I'm just going to black it out somehow. That freaks me out.
That was my intent.
All right. So, everybody, just give up now. Read the book of Revelation and start snorting whatever it is. Those, you know, televangelicals down south are going to feed you.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, and a wiggle and a walk and a giggle with her squawk. Makes the world go round. There ain't another in the world like a big hot girl. Acts so funny, make me spend my money on a loose like a London goose. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Hello there, darling. Yeah, this is Jack the Lad speaking. Of course it is. Well, oh, what? I sure think so. Hey? What? Terrific. Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down and a wiggle in a volcano giggle with her spark. Makes the world go round. There ain't another in the world like a big hot girl. Acts so funny, make me spend my money. Like a lonely goose. Hey, baby, that's what I like. What? I should think so. About 8 o'clock. I'll be round there. Don't let me rose. Don't you worry about that. I want you looking a little bit near the mark tonight because, Oh, darling, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, and a wiggle in a walk, and a giggle with her smile. Makes the world go round. There ain't another in the world like a big eyed girl. Acts so funny, makes me spend my money, put on loose like a lonely goose. Hey, baby, that's what I like.
I'm only at clubs, that's all I can write about. Every taxi driver in Miami wants me to hail him, cause I'm gonna pay my cab fare home. I wear some high-cut Nikes, I don't wear stiletto shoes, cause I might get drunk on my face and I don't wanna fall. A
I'm like this dog shit, and I'm boring as fuck. I'm like this boring as fuck. Boring as dog shit. All the skanky girls look at me when I come through the door. They're really worried because I dress so good that every guy's thinking, look at her shoes and her pants and her sweatshirt. Look at her hair and her hat propped on top of it all. I'm fast like Twista when I get on the mic. You should run for cover, cause my rhymes are so fast that you can't even hear them. Tootsie Roll, I've got nothing to say. I'm boring as fuck. I've got nothing to say. Say this is boring as fuck. Nothing to say. I've got nothing to say. And this is boring as fuck. Nothing to say. And this is boring as fuck. Boring as fuck. Boring as fuck. Yeah. I'm only at clubs, that's all I can write about. And I fly first class, I also go on airplanes. I go to clubs and then I go on airplanes. Give me money, don't stop. Buy me a drink. Tootsie Roll, 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 roll. I'm this hot chick who's the dog shit and I'm ready to
Oh, has anybody got a hammer? Turn it off. It seemed like a normal sort of day. I woke up and felt shit. Had a nice long piss. I got a little spring in my step. I got the day off for a change. So after having a couple of cups of you know what, I thought I'd head into town, do some shopping. I needed some scourers, Ajax powder, and an air freshener that had the stench of apples in the breeze. And some minstrels for later on. I had a walk down to the bus stop. I had to wait about 23 and a half minutes for a number 13. Unlucky for some, unlucky for me. I got on the bus and the driver gave me a dirty look. I said, what's up with you, you mardy sod? It's not my fault you've got a tedious job. Driving a bus back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, forth and back, fourth and fifth back. I said, watch out, matey, I'll get Blakey onto you.
Butler, get that bus out.
I sat down, I was surrounded by smelly humans, kids on the back seat being noisy and smoking, people coughing down my neck. It's a great big germ van going about 20 over loads of roadhums. I need to tax me car quick time. I got off, went into the market. I shouted at the resident busker. Oi, I said, hey, go home, mate, you shit. And you got nothing better to do? Go and get a proper job. But it really was shit. It was playing a child's guitar what only had two strings what were out of tune. And a cymbal blue tacked to his forehead, and at the end of every track he needs him sent in the head. I'm not giving him fuck all for that. Anyway, I went into this shop, anything for £2.50, and I was looking at a selection of damaged tins, seeing what bean selection they'd got. Next minute, I'm flying headfirst into a corner display of budget DVDs. I got up and said to this woman, what are you doing, you daft bogger? She said,
I'm ever so sorry, love, I wasn't looking where I was going.
I said, I hope you don't drive, and if you do, you better tell me what car it is and what reg it is. And she said,
okay, I'll give you my phone number as well.
At this point, I was just passing the anger part of what had just happened, and I noticed the amazing Lee Van Cleef on display. Now don't get me wrong, Lezzers, I love a woman's mind too, but I couldn't stop thinking about the wonders that might lie ahead. I said, I'll take your phone number and your bra size, sorry, your car size, whatever. She said,
do I know you from somewhere?
I said, unless you put on orange overalls, boots, a helmet with a high-tech pre-fitted lamp, and you dig coal, no, you don't know me. But I just might let you get to know me if you're not married and you've got no kids or credit card debts or fake tits or lips. What are you saying then? Sorry, I didn't catch your name. She said,
my name's Melissa.
Melissa, Melissa, I just want to kiss you everywhere. Oh, I'm saying my thoughts out loud again. I hope you're not upset. She said,
two can play at that game. I know who you are. I want to grab your long, strong, big-ended spade and spank you with it. Then I'll let you rub coal dust onto me tits. and I'll help you clean your dirty helmet.
Yeah, boy.
I said, carry on. She said,
this is destiny. It's fate. It's the Matrix working in my favour.
I said, what's that? She said,
it's the Matrix working in my favour.
I said, are you a bit tap, woman? She said, no. I said, sounds a bit interesting, but you're going a bit sapphire and steel on me, aren't you? She said,
there is no spoon.
I said, there fucking is. I ate me Weetabix with one this morning. So if you want to come back to my ass, I'll show you what I can do with a spoon that doesn't exist. I said, you're gonna get spooned. You get me. You get me. You get me. Then I woke up and it was time for work.
Wankers!
Wankers!
Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM. In conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theatre, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So basically, tonight's your last chance to see that flick.
And it's we're seeing, I mean, good old Serge Gainsbourg.
Serge?
Yeah.
Isn't Serge Gainsbourg, it's like a form of, it's like a material that
In
the 50s and 60s, really popular for men's suits.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding.
That's right, because it was easy to do the hemming on the serger, hence the name Serge Gainsbourg. You would gain a lot by surging with the bird.
It's true.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, what we were listening to prior to...
Oui, Je T'aime. I love that tune.
The best one, though, is the disco one, the Donna Summer.
Yeah, of course.
The one that...
I'm just pretending. I don't know.
Disc 3 from Thank God It's Friday.
Oh, really?
Come on, man.
Oh, okay.
You're a disco
maniac. Now this I do love. This is the background here. The theme song it's an advertisement for Craven A cigarettes in the 50s on the radio or something.
Who cares? Who indeed cares? 19 minutes to 6.
Who cares?
CITR 101.9 FM.
I don't care. Do you care?
And you're listening to Chips with Everything.
It's Sunday on a long weekend. Who cares if it's 19 to 6 or 19 to 8? Who cares?
It's true. Who cares? And before we listened to Pitman, we had that excellent version of Chantilly Lace.
Yeah, that was something else.
British comedian and actor. He was neither a good actor nor a particularly good comedian, but I do remember him presenting kids' quiz shows quite well.
And was he good at that?
He was pretty good at that. He was on EastEnders. He may still be on EastEnders, this dude. He owned the pub, which, in a sitcom. No, not a sitcom. It's a soap opera.
Soap opera, yeah.
A British soap opera, owning the pub is a pretty central role.
Obviously.
Like, you're obviously one of the kingpins of the show.
Yeah.
But that was from the 70s sometime. Then Toe Cutter with Boring as Fuck from the album Here I Go Again.
And again, another classic. So I can only recommend everybody go down to the British Sweets shop and a butcher and pie shop as well. There's two of them, right? One's somewhere in New West, and you can just look that one up. But the other one's on Queensbury Avenue, 703 Queensbury Avenue, North Van. This isn't an ad. I just
and
love
if you
the
mention
place.
Every day, every customer that mentions CITR, we get a free pie.
That's right.
And so, you know, try and think of that.
I walked away happily with the $6 beef vindaloo.
Oh, God. The pies are really good.
Jesus.
But, you know, those pies are available throughout the Lower Mainland in a few different locations.
Oh, well, okay.
It's the same ones that you can buy in the shop, at the British sweet shop in New Westminster, actually.
I thought it was the same shop, like the same owners.
Same brand. No, different owners, but they supply the pies. You can tell. The shop, they're not in the same league.
Right,
the one in New Westminster's got all that tourist tat.
Yeah, that's
whereas
right.
Whereas in North Van, and, business and, as usual. Bacon, really good sausages.
You can get, if you want to make a full-on beef Wellington, they've got everything you need there.
I know, it's a proper butcher's.
Yeah. And
decent cheese.
And more important for me anyway, the candy and the hula hoops, all the salty snacks, they aren't out of date. The one in New West.
That is a problem with these imported sweet shops, is the stuff does tend to go out of date.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no call for, you know, some really obscure form of candy.
Except for us.
Even the Brits don't want to eat.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like Parma violets. You know, they taste like, you know.
A bad combination.
Medicine for tuberculosis from the 30s. Definitely got a lot of that around.
Yeah.
50 minutes to 6.
And what's this beautiful background stuff we got tickling our ears right now?
This is Tipsy from the album Uh-Oh. It's a track called, I think this one's called XXXmas.
I like it. It's refreshingly, it sounds way older than Tipsy. I like that.
Fine tree was he. And on that tree there was a limb, and on that limb there was a branch, and on that branch there was a nest, and in that nest there was an egg, and in that egg there was a bird, and from that bird a feather came, and of that feather was a bed. There was a girl, and on that girl there was a man, and from that man there was a seed, and from that seed there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree. That girl, there was a man, from that man, there was a sea.
upon that sea, there was a boy. Upon that boy, there was a man. Upon that man, there was a grave. And round that grave there grew a tree.
In the summer,
upon that day, there was a girl. And on that girl, there was a man. From that man, there was a sea. And from that sea, there was a boy. And from that boy, there was a man. Upon that man, there was a grave. And round that grave there grew a tree.
In the summer,
upon that day, there was a girl. And on that girl, there was a man. From that man, there was a sea. And from that sea, there was a boy. And from that boy, there was a man. And from that man, there was a grave. And round that grave there grew. There was a man, from that man, there was a sea, and from that sea, there was a boy, and from that boy, there was a man, and from that man, there was a grave, and from that grave, there grew a tree. That girl, there was a man. From that man, there was a sea. And from that sea, there was a boy. And from that boy, there was a man. And from that man, there was a grave. And from that grave, there grew a tree. That girl, there was a man. From that man, there was a sea. And from that sea, there was a boy. And from that boy, there was a man. And from that man, there was a grave.
Ever. You know, the gals from New York City don't. They just start again, start again. Hey, Evo! Evo, look!
Well, we were just watching the video for this as it was playing. And it has to be said, this is a great video.
I just think that double dutching is something everyone should do. Is get out. I remember as a kid even, eventually, finally, the boys in elementary school got tempted into doing it.
The boys? Well, the boy, anything that the girls are doing.
Eventually, it becomes good fun. And that's, the double dutching is awesome.
Was that at Poco High?
No, Cedar Drive Elementary, on my way to Poco High, buddy. Yeah, of course.
Nobody double dutched at Poco High?
Nobody I ever saw.
Yeah. You know,
there was, of course, a classic Terry Fox, our most famous single hopper, but no double dutching.
That was Malcolm McLaren with Double Dutch from, I think, 83. That album came out, Duck Rock, and it's his name on the cover, but very much a collaboration with all kinds of musicians and producers and singers.
Well, it sounded like Calypso and South African freedom music mixed together with Malcolm having a good time. I liked it a lot.
You know, it's a great... And the video, basically, they got about, I don't know, about 80 girls in a room... In the gym clothes, like going nuts on the double dutch.
Double dutch competition.
That's inspiring.
I did hear a state championship line was one of the lines that I heard in the song. It was good.
Prior to that, Broadcast and the Focus Group from, it's a new EP thing called Witch Cults of the Radio Age. Mm-hmm. And they're playing at the Biltmore on the 30th of October. And
great stuff.
Before that, dedication for Jessica. A request for something from the Wicker Man. So that was Maypole song.
Yeah, there's nothing like the Wicker Man to remind you that it's time to bring in the corn. You know,
that's right. This is the Kidnap Kids, who are playing Tuesday at Shindig at the Railway Club. Check it out.
And I would sink down to the bottom of the ocean. Sink down to the bottom of the ocean. If it meant that I could be as alone as I want to be. If it meant that I could see as little as I want to see. And I would take off to universe. I would take off to the middle of the universe.
practicus. Just passing by. Oh, I get the now the ladies of the harem on the court of deep practicus. We're just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem on the court of King Heraclitus were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem on the court of King Heraclitus were just passing by. Now the ladies of the harem on the court of King Heraclitus, ladies of the harem on the court of King Heraclitus, ladies of the harem on the court of King Heraclitus. Escape from reality.
Fellas, do you feel like singing a chorus with me?
Yeah,
there's enthusiasm for you. I'll give you a rough idea how it goes. It starts off with me going like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. And you come in.